Welcome to Shomach Shalom Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Arab Yaakov Shalom, and Le'ab Aseitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah, Dav Lamed Ches. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, right before the Mishnah, says, Rav Acha by Yaakov, Mamtilei Umaimsilei. He used to do the Na'anuim with the Lulav, and he used to say, Oh my Deen, Giro Be'ene De Sitna. This is an arrow in the eye of the Sotom. The Gemara says, V'lam Milsi, Shud Asil Is Gerubi. That's not the right thing to do. Don't start up with a sotom. The sotom may start back, may retaliate against the person who does that. So don't say that. So first, as brought down over here and as a shmos of the Gemara, the idea of the na'anuim is to remove all the bad influences that we have in the world. So when we're doing na'anuim, we're overcoming the bad, the sitrach, the sotom. And that's why Rav Acha wanted to say, this is overcoming the sotom. But still, you should not do that. To explain this a little more, let's see a Gemara, which is very parallel to this Gemara. One Kiddushin Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara says the Plimu was a Tano. He used to every day say, Giro Be'ene De Sotom, an arrow in the eye of the Sotom. And the Gemara goes on to say a long story that the Sotom decided to cause him tzaris, and it was Erev Yom Kippur, and the Sotom looked like an Ani, and long story short, the Sotom died in the hands of Plimu, and Plimu felt very bad about it, and ran away. Then the Sotom came, when he saw there was a mitzvah, he says, I'm the Sotom. So he told him, Plimu, why do you do this to me? He says, because you said, Giro Bein the Sotom. You basically shepherd the Sotom. So told him, Plimu, what should I say? What should have I said? So he says, you should have said, Hashem should be goyer in the Sotom. So the Ma'aral and the Chidush HaGos over there explains that in this world, a human being doesn't have the power to overcome the Sotom. He doesn't have that power. All the koichas around the world are much stronger than Adam. He brings the Gemara and Sukkah Daf Beis that we'll see later. The Gemara tells us that Yitzur Shel Adam Mevakesh Lehorgoy Mizkar Be'olo B'chol Yoyim. The Yitzur of Adam overrides him. He overcomes it. V'imaleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzur Ein Yochalei. If Hashem doesn't help a person, he cannot stand the Yitzur. He cannot overcome the Yitzur. So you see that the Koich HaSarah, the bad influences of the world, are stronger than Adam. But Hashem helps him, so he's able to overcome it. Says the Ma'al, that's the pshat over there. When Plimu is saying, Gir me in the Sotom, he's saying, I can override the Sotom on my own. I'm able to conquer the Sotom. So then that causes the Sotom to come and show him, no, you can't conquer me. Says Plimu, what should I say? Say, Rachmanu Nigra B'Sotom. Hashem should overcome the Sotom. It's not you. It's Hashem. The Koyches of Hashem. So immediately, that's the Gemara over there in Kedusha. With this, we can go back to this Gemara. And just to add what the Imre Emes says, the Imam says that it's not stam that over here we find Rav Acha saying Din Gir Bein the Sidno, that he's starting with a Sotom, but we talk about here Sukkos. Sukkos comes after Yom Kippur, the Mechila of the Ovid. And just to add that we are in a days of Nikim, of Tzil Deim Nuso, as we mentioned in the previous Shurim, time of the Osid Lovoi, with a much higher Madrego. So now we can understand that Rav Acha felt, now I can say I can overcome the Sotom. Because now it's not the regular Olam Hazeh when the Sotom is more powerful than Adam. Says the Gemara, no. Even now in Sukkos, we're still in Olam Hazeh, a person should not say I'm stronger than the Sotom, because the Sotom does have the power to come and be Mizgeru Yibay, to start up with him. And therefore we should just say, the Koichas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will overcome the Sotom, because the Adam really does not have the power to overcome the Sotom in this world without the Siyato of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.